Welcome to this episode of Just Thinking with yours truly. I have an incredibly special guest for us today. This is Corey Green from the Texas Education Agency, Associate Commissioner of Education. He's going to share a little bit more about who he is. I know some of you who are listening and watching know him already, but others may not. So, Corey, would you tell the folks that are listening and are watching who you are and a little bit about the role that you play at the Texas Education Agency?
All right, I'm Corey Green. I'm the Associate Commissioner for Grant Compliance and Administration at the Texas Education Agency, and that also makes me the Chief Grants Officer for TEA. I oversee compliance and administration of all the state and federal grant programs where we issue funding out through grants to school districts and charter schools and a few nonprofits, higher ed, a few other types of grants that we have, over 225 different individual grant programs that go through our department.
Wow. That's a big role. How many years have you been serving in that role, Corey?
I've worked grants administration at TEA for 29 years. And specifically, I've been the associate commissioner in this role for about the last 8 years.
Wow. So you've seen a lot in that time. And during that time, what's been the most gratifying part of the role or roles that you've played at TEA?
Well, it's going to sound a little unusual to some people, but when you can get a clean audit report from the U.S. Department of Education, that just reinforces that you know what you're talking about, you're doing things right, and that districts and charter schools are listening to you and they're doing things right. And so when we get that clean audit report, that's something that you really can't pass up on.
That's no small feat. In fact, it's funny. We work with a resource, Title I Crate, and I was in California, and that's what I would hear from people that were using the resource was, we had zero citations. They were so excited to have clean reports as well. So I know how gratifying that can be, and I can't even imagine with a state as large as Texas how gratifying that must be. So what are the changes, Corey, that you've experienced through the years? You've been there 29 years. You've seen a lot of things change. What are some of the most significant changes that that you have experienced?
Well, of course, every time you have a reauthorization of one of the federal primary federal education statutes, that's always big. Going from No Child Left Behind, that was a huge change from what we'd had previously. And then that didn't reauthorize for multiple years when it was supposed to. So when we finally got the Every Student Succeeds Act changes, you know, they're constantly improving these statutes and they're constantly becoming a little more flexible for districts and charters, a little less prescriptive. And so you get these updates to IDEA and the updates to the Perkins reauthorizations. And every time you get one of those statutory reauthorizations, that brings a lot of change. So
right.
I get tired of doing the same thing over and over. I like change. So every right. time you get a new reauthorization, you know, things change. All the applications have to change. The guidance has to change. The trainings have to change. So you constantly are evolving into something new. And then when they put out the uniform grant guidelines where they consolidated all the federal rules across 27, 28 federal agencies to follow one set of federal regulations for federal awards, you know, that's probably the biggest thing we've seen in my 29 years. And right. that had a lot of change, probably less for education than some other funding awarding agencies at the federal level, because USDE was already doing some of these things. But when you see these rules just all be consolidated and some major changes in how you do things, but then you think of the impact that has on districts and charters, because they have to go back to square one and make sure every single thing they're doing is now aligned to the rules. And then some of the things that we're going to have coming up in the next 2 to 3 months, we're having updates to those rules. So it's just a constant learning time. You know, people talk about being lifelong learners. In
yes.
this job, you are going to be a lifelong learner because it's going to constantly change. You're going to have to stay up on things. You're going to constantly get new rules, new guidelines, new procedures. So it's just that constant change. and the constant learning to stay on top of our game.
Well, it sounds like the people that serve in those roles in the districts throughout the state will do best if they share your spirit of enjoyment in the change process and their desire to be lifelong learners, because if not, it can be even more challenging. So speaking of changes, what are some of the changes that you're looking forward to going forward? Where do you see this going? Just continuing the same thing? And as it continues to change, are things going to become more streamlined and simpler for educators or not?
Well, right now we've got two proposed sets of rule changes at the federal level. A set of changes and updates to the Uniform Grant Guidelines, those federal grant rules that's expected to come out any week now. They've already taken all the review and comment. They're expected to come out really soon. And they're changing a lot of things that are really good for districts and charters. They're doing away with some of the prior approvals. They're giving more flexibility in multiple areas. And so it's a good set of changes for districts and charter schools if we can get all these things to pass into the new rule set. But it puts a lot of work too, because they're going to have to revise all their policies and procedures to align if they want the new flexibility, because it's kind of an issue that the federal rules can give you new flexibility and make things easier, but if you don't change your policy and procedure, you're still held to that more restrictive policy and procedure regardless of the flexibility the rules have given. So it's going to be a lot of training out in the field. It's going to be a lot of working with districts and charters to make sure everybody understands the timelines for what has to get updated and how to best take advantage of that flexibility. Second set of rule changes is to EDGAR. That's the Education Department General Administrative Rules. And it's broader than just the Uniform Grant Guidelines. Okay. Those rules are just doing a lot of cleanup. They have rules that the statutes don't even exist anymore. So they're doing a lot of cleanup. So they're not gonna see as much benefit from that set of rules. There's a couple of things in there that could be really beneficial to districts if they pass. That one's probably a little bit slower, probably come out closer to the summer. So it's a lot to look forward to when you're weird and like that kind of change and you like to deal in federal rules and regulations the way we do. It's kind of a fun time right now.
That's awesome. We're so glad you like it, Corey. That's a benefit to everybody that you're serving. So here at 806, we're putting together our second annual Learning Summit at the beautiful Omni Frisco Hotel. It's going to be June 5th through the 7th. And many of our viewers and listeners already know about it. Many are already registered to come. But we're doing something really special this year, and we're doing it based on a conversation we had with you. And that is, we're offering a pre-conference where you'll be the featured presenter leading a day-long session. So would you tell us a little bit about that session, what you've titled it, and what you really hope the takeaways are going to be? And I'm kind of anticipating some of your response based on what you were just sharing now.
Right. This pre-conference is an opportunity we've been looking for the past year, really, because we have had so much turnover at the district and charter school level in their grant departments. And grants is just not something you go to college and you think, I want to go work in grants. It's something you really kind of fall into. And you fall into it by, oh, there's a vacancy. We need you to cover this responsibility, or we're going to promote you into this role. And so it's a new world for a lot of people at our districts and charter schools. And we have spent so much time just on what's changed, what's the new requirement, or what's the new statute, that we really saw a need to go back and really focus on the whole set of EDGAR federal regulations for the districts from the beginning to end. And the title of the session is Who is EDGAR? Well, EDGAR is not a who, it's a what.
Right.
But it's a play on words, because it's a joke in our office that you know someone's new when they come up and ask you, who is this EDGAR person y'all keep talking about? So we're going to cover the basic rules for federal grant management. And we're going to go from beginning to end. Do not expect them to walk out and know everything we know. That would be great if they could. but I have to tell people, this is 29 years of this work that I can answer these questions without opening the book and looking up an answer. Wow. I want people to become familiar with the basics, but then also just realize if they get a question about legal services, not that they have to know the answer, but to know that it is addressed and where to find it. So we're going to spend all day going through the basics of EDGAR. It's going to be interactive. We're going to put different types of activities in it. So it's not just to sit and do a 5 or 1/2 hour lecture. Really try to make it interactive and make it as fun as you can make federal rules and regulations.
That sounds incredible. I'm delighted that you're going to be a part of the summit and a really special, unique part of it, because it's, again, not something we've done before. If people want to be a part of this, they just need to go to 806technologies.com and they'll be prompted to a landing page and registration information regarding the summit and more specifically the pre-conference, who is EDGAR. So if some people register, we have people coming from across the nation. In fact, our presenters are from everywhere, Corey. And so if they're coming from California, the Dakotas, the Carolinas, will this, I understand it's, federal guidelines, but will this apply similarly to everyone across the nation that may choose to come and be part of your pre-conference session?
Absolutely. It'll be good information for anybody, regardless of what state they work in. There's a provision in EDGAR that you must follow the most restrictive rule. Texas does have some places that Texas state rules are more restrictive. So I'll always try to talk about this is what applies in Texas, but it's because of the Texas rule. The federal rule says this. Not only will that benefit anyone from other states you may have in attendance, but it also helps our Texas people to understand why, if they go to the EDGAR regulations, they may read one thing, but yet we're telling them, no, you have to follow a more restrictive rule. So we point all those differences out during the presentation. And so it really will be good information for anybody who wants to attend.
Awesome. Thank you, Corey. So Corey, you've answered the questions that I have for you, but because this podcast is called Just Thinking, I want you to have the last word and share anything that you may be just thinking about that I didn't give you the opportunity to address through the course of this conversation.
Wow. One of the things that we talk with our staff a lot about, being that we're in the TEA building, we're down here in Austin. Yes. And most of our staff don't get out and visit schools. They're working in an office on computer, processing applications, processing payments. And they forget the impact that the federal grant money can have on students. Mm-hmm. And so we're constantly trying to remind people who work in grants who may not be on campuses very often, or one may not be out with students very often, that the impact of federal grant money is huge. The amount of federal grant money that comes into the state that we disseminate out among the districts and charters, it's a lot of money that provides primarily supplemental services and activities. And without this additional federal money and without the work people who work in the grant offices in the district, charter, TEA, without the work they do, students would miss out of a lot of benefit. And so it's hard to think about, pushing paper and working in funding, making sure that compliance is met, because that's such a huge piece of federal money, is you have to agree and follow all the rules the federal government sets out. And it's hard to think about the impact you're making on students and the impact it can have not only on student achievement, but on their mental health, on their physical activity, all these different pieces of these supplemental activities that come together. And a lot of time, those are grant-funded activities.
Yes.
Grants have been there for years. A lot of the grants are formula grants. They've been there for years. The district will always be eligible for it. And people kind of forget what this federal money really does for students and the impact it has on students. And that's the thing that, we constantly have to remind our staff, and that I would remind staff out in the field, the work you do really does matter, and it really does impact students.
I can't think of a better note on which to end than that, especially as someone who is a former Title I principal and who was the benefactor, as were my teachers, students, and community, of these grants and federal funds. So thank you for ending on that incredibly hopeful and positive note. It was a pleasure having the opportunity to visit with you today, and hope to see you real soon. We'll see you in June, June 5th, at the 806 Learning Summit, where we all will get to learn who is Edgar. So thank you, Corey.
Thanks.